Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. And it is kind of gray and overcast today.
Yeah, we went this week. We had, I think Thursday, maybe it was 83.
Crazy.
I think it was Thursday. I don't remember for sure. But today we might be at 43. I'm not sure.
I did look and it was about 43 because I was going to do some maintenance with the beehives. And it's, you know, kind of that time of year where I really need to, as we say, put them to bed for the winter. And it was too cold to open the hives.
Yeah.
So
I've been out mowing. And we have a lot of mowing to do. And you felt bad
about
me out mowing. And so I had a stocking cap and you brought me a jacket. I had a heavy jacket on.
Yeah, you had a heavy sweatshirt and your hood
like
up.
An insulated, but it was cold.
I could tell you were shivering. So
yeah, you got brought me a jacket and gloves.
And I hope that helped as you finished.
It did. It's still cold. I've probably been in, an hour and a half or so. I still feel cold. But this is probably the last time this season that I will mow and trim, which that's kind of sad for me.
It is. You are very much, as you phrase it, an outdoor cat.
I am an outdoor cat.
And you have been really thinking about and planning and looking for things to do during the dark, short days and winter months.
Yeah, I think it's probably because for so many years I had to sit at a desk. I mean, yeah, I taught, but for the last 10 years or so, most of my teaching was online.
Right.
So actually the seat that I'm sitting in right now, because we've converted my old office into our studio and we have
farm office.
Yeah, it's the farm office now. So the seat that I'm sitting in now is where I used to sit for hours and hours a day looking at a computer. And it's not something I want to do anymore, really.
Well, and now you really only sit in that seat for the time that we record.
Yeah, right.
And you don't do much in this room now.
No, it's kind of odd because when I look around the room, it is my color. It's like orange.
Circus peanut orange.
Yeah, I think that is actually the name of
it.
And I know that sounds hideous, but
it's really kind of cool.
It is, especially when the sun is shining. And so it kind of helped me feel like I was outside when I was stuck inside all day. So, So anyway.
So
it's difficult for gardeners. It's very difficult for me because, you know, I just keep, there's not hardly anything left in the gardens now.
No, you have cleaned those up and covered them to kill off weed seed in different beds. And today we're cleaning up straw bales and pumpkins and outdoor decorations.
Yeah, the outdoor decorations will be turned into compost and we'll use the straw around the farm in different places. They'll be used next year. I've covered asparagus. I've got covered onions and garlic and all those things that I just planted. They're not up yet, but probably we'll see a little bit peeking through before long, and then they'll just rest the rest of the winter.
So gardening really is a process, and even though you can't be in the garden right now, there are still things that you're doing and thinking about and planning ahead into next year.
Oh, yeah. I'm already planning next year. I've looked at seeds. There's still some things that I want to do right now. This is a really good time to transplant because we start getting rain again. And
that was a blessing.
It was a major blessing. Last week, I think we got pretty close to 5 inches of rain total. And we're looking much better around the farm. And that was one of the reasons I went ahead and mowed, because I thought I was probably done for the season because our grass was brown.
Yeah, so as you are thinking about the garden and planning and looking at seeds, we've had a lot of people ask us about our business, your garden, the baking that I do, and really how we go about doing that. And we are excited about those questions. We're happy to answer those. And it's really led us to think of some online courses so that we can share that beyond those of you who can come to the farm or have that kind of direct interaction. So that's another exciting thing that we are up to.
It is. And, you know, I just said that I was tired of sitting in the office, but I've never been tired of teaching.
Right.
And, you know, some of that for me is exciting, you know, to bring that back and teach people. You know, I make a lot of mistakes, but, you know, I may be able to help some people with some of the mistakes that I've made so that they don't make those same mistakes.
And I think probably last year or at the very beginning of this year in January, we talked a little bit about that, but really kind of got busy, got distracted. And now we are full on in course development.
Yeah, we're working on a couple right now.
We are.
You're kind of really working toward one and I'm working toward one. I had planned on yesterday, I took my iPad to the Merck. The Merck was open. And I thought, you know, well, there's downtime, I'll work some on the coursework. Thankfully, we didn't hardly have any downtime.
We didn't. And that has been super cool about these days that we're open in the Merck, which is Saturday 10 to 2 for the rest of October.
Starting, which isn't much longer.
There'll be one more
time
as we record this. In November, we will start being open on Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 2. And what is just intriguing and exciting to me is that every single week we have someone new.
We do.
Come to the farm.
It's amazing. I mean, we've been open now, 2 years?
Yes. That doesn't seem possible.
It doesn't seem possible. But every single time, even the months that we were open that, you know, it was really cold, and that was when we had a much smaller store, and you know, people really had trouble finding us. You know, there were a lot of things going on there. We still always had someone new.
And that just is so exciting. And we appreciate that so much.
Yeah.
Both those of you who are new to the farm, new to what we're doing, and you come out to see, and then you come back. And we also so appreciate those repeat customers who have become friends.
Yes. And this week, you offered English muffins, which
yeah,
that's one of those,
wow.
I'm not going to do this again.
I think I've talked about that, at least in some circles. I don't know if I talked about it on the podcast, but they're a little bit labor intensive because it is a yeast dough, and I can only make so many over a period of time. But I know people love them, and I do make them.
They're so good.
And, you know, they are good.
They are good.
They're not like anything you'll buy in the store.
No, they're not like the English muffins that you buy at the store at all, not even close.
They're soft and tender and flavorful.
Buttery.
And, oh, I may have to go make some for us. but it is something I really enjoy doing, but like I said, they're labor intensive, so there's a limited number I can make.
You thought there was.
I always keep adding.
I know.
So I did offer those. I did make those this past weekend, and wow, We sold more than ever.
Yeah, we had a huge response. In fact, you had to add another day of baking.
I did. I added another day and pressed upon some friends to get their order early.
Yeah, they didn't seem to mind that much.
No, they didn't. So this coming week, we'll do scones again. That is our good standby. And it will be on Halloween, so I think we'll have some spooky scones.
Spooky scones. Hmm.
So you'll see that coming out probably on Monday. The spooky scone flavors will be posted. Order up by 5 o'clock on Thursday to have your order ready for pickup on Saturday. Have to have a little lead time to make sure I have all the ingredients.
That's right. Yeah, because there have been a few weeks that you decided to extend a little longer. And at the last minute, you do those on Saturday. But on Friday late, we would have to run out. Usually, we need buttermilk.
Right.
That's usually what we need more of.
So it's like, oh no, run for buttermilk.
Yeah.
So anyway, yes, we will post the scone flavors Monday, and we'll need those orders in by 5 o'clock on Thursday, and you can get fresh baked scones picked up at the farm on Saturday.
Yeah, and we still are offering, I've reworked our pickup box. So we used to have just a black mailbox, and
now it's so cool.
Yeah. Well, I decided I needed something to do. You know, I'm not in the garden. So I repainted it last week, I think maybe. And so now it's bright yellow. So you can't really miss it.
You cannot.
And I just hand painted some bees and some paw prints and stuff on it just because I needed something to do.
It's very cool. So
it kind of stands out a little more. And also the other thing that we had talked about last spring when it started getting warm, that black mailbox was too hot to put orders in. So I think the yellow will keep it a little bit cooler, maybe. And, you know, something to do. I had paint, so watch out.
No kidding.
It's kind of scary.
So if you are interested in getting your order picked up on Saturday rather than coming into the Merc, we can pre-pack your order, all of our balms, soaps, honey, jam, all of our products. We would be happy to pack up for you and bring that out so that you don't have to come into the small building.
Yeah.
If you aren't comfortable with that, we totally understand and want to make it available to everyone.
And we do have some people that prefer to pick up, and we don't allow but one household into the Merc at a time right now. As unfortunately, the COVID numbers are continuing to rise in Illinois. So we just want to be healthy and try to continue on. So we offer that option. We also have the online option.
We do. And we can ship nearly anything except the baked goods and the jam. We cannot ship those two items due to regulations. But we can ship all of our other products. We have those all in our online store, 5felinefarm.com/mercantile. I'll have that link also. And as a special for November and December, we're offering free shipping on any order over $10. So you'll be able to do that starting November 1st.
So that'll be pretty cool. And we've already had people that are starting to stock up for the holidays. And we have been really busy making product, and that's been fun. We need to make more cat toys.
We do.
We're kind of in crisis with cat toys.
The cats.
We can't forget the cats.
That's right. They need their toys.
They do, yeah. And that's really a popular item for Christmas time.
It is.
For the holidays.
Nice stocking stuffers for your friends with cats, your cat friends.
Or for you.
Whatever.
We're not going to judge.
That's here. Right.
So there you have it. We continue to have lots of things going on. We're stepping into a new direction with the coursework. And we just need to get busy doing that. And we're busy creating new product and stocking the shelves for the holidays.
That's right. And I'm going to put a link in the show notes if you're interested in our coursework as we develop that. We'll put you on a list of interest. You are not obligated to anything, just indicating that you are interested in hearing more as we build those and offer them. So you'll have a link in the notes about that. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.